Broadcasting live from the beautiful Sheraton Imperial Hotel in Durham, North Carolina, it's the North Carolina Technology Association's State of Technology Conference. Now, here are your Business Radio X hosts.
Hey, it's Ann Revelle Petcher. I'm back here with Mike Lauer. Hello, Michael.
Hey, Ann.
Guess what?
What?
We got Graham Snyder.
We have him right
we
here.
We got him right
we
here.
We have him surrounded.
And it's good to be here.
It's great to have you here. Dr. Snyder, tell me, what is SEAL Innovation?
SEAL Innovation is a corporation which we started to combat the single largest killer of children in the United States, and that's drowning. SEAL Innovation
really,
creates...
Really, that's the single largest...
Of children under 5 years
wow.
old, yeah.
Wow, that's...
It's the second leading cause of death of children under the age of 18.
I mean, I didn't know that was that big of a metric, but it makes sense.
It is. It's really shocking to people oftentimes. Drowning actually kills 17 times as many children as firearms in the United States.
Holy smoke.
Jeez.
But that being said, the greatest defense against drowning is getting children in early learn to swim programs, because most of those children, the overwhelming majority of those children are children who have never had a single swim lesson.
And this can be prevented.
Absolutely. The key to drowning prevention is early learn to swim lessons.
Absolutely.
Lifeguard vigilance. Also incorporating an added layer of technology to really augment the already great job that lifeguards do, but to give them an extra line
sure.
of defense.
Well, and do you deal with parents too? Because I used to be a lifeguard.
Mm-hmm.
And I found that the biggest problem, I mean, I've had to jump in, you know, to save kids when their parents are sitting right there, you know, and in 5 feet deep of water. And it's like, come on, grab your kid.
Well, you're absolutely right. The only, there's not a magic bullet to
sure.
prevent
oh,
drowning.
No, absolutely.
But, you know, right up front, we got the early learn to swim program. And then parental vigilance is key. Lifeguard vigilance is key.
Absolutely.
What I can tell you, and that it's hard for people to visualize, is that sometimes a vigilant, dedicated guard or parent can still miss a silent kid that slips under the water. Whether there's a little glare on the water or they're in a corner that you can't quite see, I mean, people need an added layer of defense.
Sure.
And
that's where you guys come in.
Yeah,
absolutely.
What is the SEAL Swim Safe?
The SEAL Swim Safe is a wearable body monitor that monitors kids, kids or adults, anyone learning to swim or anyone swimming in open water, that monitors them constantly to make sure they're not in a situation that doesn't make sense.
Like distressed.
Exactly. So kids are supposed to hold their breath. Adults are supposed to swim on the bottom, do things like that. But they're just not supposed to do it for too long. Parents have said to me many times, they've said, I've only looked away for a second and my child drowned. And
oh my gosh.
It's a heartbreaking thing to hear, but
it's a nightmare.
It is, but it's also not quite true. It doesn't take a second
no.
to drown.
No, it does
not.
We
as human beings can be underwater for much, much longer than people think. And if someone just noticed it and said, hey, there's a problem, then we could affect rescues in nearly all cases.
So there have been, I think, devices made before that people put on their kids little... it's been a long time since I had a kid, and then we did teach them to swim very young. But what is different about what you're doing with SwimSafe?
Quite a few things. One thing that was critical to this mission is that, frankly, lifeguards and parents are already doing a fantastic job. They affect, you know, 95-98% of rescues. But any device that you were going to add to that had to have a level of reliability that was even more than the already great job that
Absolutely.
People are doing.
Well, I mean, how many kids get in that pool? I mean, a lifeguard can only see so much.
Exactly. So you're, you know, on a busy day at a YMCA or a camp pool, you'll have more than 100 kids in the pool.
Yeah.
The problem with that is all that splashing makes the top of the water relatively opaque.
Sure. Mm.
You think you're seeing the bottom, but
you're really,
but you're not.
No. So what does your device measure?
The At the fundamental basis, what the device measures is a submersion time. The device, if you are completely underwater...
And how does it hook on? What does it look like?
So it's a wearable swim band, much like the bands that are already worn at the YMCA that identify your swim level. Instead, what it does is it's a... like a wearable body monitor that's worn around the neck, and then if the child goes underwater, then the signal is not transmitting anymore, and actually that's what we monitor. We monitor the lack of a signal. It's important to be fail-safe so that anything goes wrong, i.e. the kid's underwater, then you know that then you know to start counting to see if they're beyond their breath-holding ability.
So they go underwater, I guess it signals to a router of some sort that keeps track of all this?
Yeah. It's actually the opposite. This is an important point. As long as they're above the water or only in, you know, an inch or two of water, then there's a signal communicating back and forth that's saying all is well. What we measure,
I have a connection kind of thing.
Exactly.
Yeah.
What we measure is the time of loss of connection.
Correct.
And the reason we did it that way is because obviously we want to detect submersion, but also that kind of throws out all the other technological nightmare scenarios. If you had a battery that went bad on you suddenly, what would happen? Well, the hub would say, hey, I can't see that band. Something must be wrong.
Yeah, it's better to be on the safe side of that.
Absolutely. We mastered that problem for the first 6 months of the project, but then we spent the additional year and a half doing really creative things with antennas and radios to make sure that this thing never went off during normal play. You couldn't have a device like this if it was alarming every 5 minutes.
Right.
You'd ignore it just like we ignore car alarms sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
So how does the lifeguard or whoever's on duty get this information? How do they access it?
There's multiple ways. All the swimmers obviously wear a band, but the guard himself wears a band as well that's communicating with all the other bands. When you have a warning setting, so let's say you got a four-year-old who's underwater for 6 seconds. Let's say 10 seconds. That's a little weird. Your average 4-year-old can max out at about 7 seconds holding their breath. Now, you're not going to have anything bad happen if they were longer than that,
It lets them know something's weird.
Says, hey, we're going to a little buzz, a little alert. And let's say it's 20 seconds. There are no 4-year-olds on the earth that are holding their breath for 20 seconds. Then you get a full-on siren. That centralized hub, which is located on the pool deck, puts out greater than 100 decibel siren. It's like an 18-wheeler going through the pool. The child has a high-powered strobe, which is firing across the water.
So it lights up. So because that was my next question, is how do you locate which one it is?
Absolutely. So it's a piercingly bright LED. So we tested this thing and 50 feet away in the noonday sun, kind of thing that you're just not going to notice. And it's flashing very, very brightly. The guard also gets on their band. They get a vibration and alarm that says, hey, there's a problem. The truth of the matter is I like having the strobe. It adds a little extra speed. But really the problem is if you just smacked a guard on the shoulder and said, hey, something's wrong in the water, if you had that jolt, then you would stand up, look, figure out what corner can I not see, and get to that corner.
Sure.
We test this around 10 seconds for a rescue.
Wow.
Okay. I mean, and that's not... I would think that 10 seconds is critical, but it's getting to that point where the 10 seconds can start. That's the real time crunch.
That's the time crunch. When I see children who have drowned in the emergency department, who've drowned and were brought to the emergency department, it's very often that they've been down 10, 20 minutes.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow. So you're a medical doctor.
I am. I'm an emergency physician. I've been treating sick and injured children and adults for the last 15 years.
And you decided to do this here and now. Why?
Well, the single most painful tragedy that I ever saw while working in an emergency department where, you know, you see loss of life maybe once a week, once every 2 weeks, was a drowning. It violates a law of nature to me that our children could die before we do. And something like so preventable, really someone needed to step up and find a solution for it.
So what kind of... How do you get this product out? Who are you trying to get it? Who's looking for this?
So it's a couple of discrete markets. The initial market is the commercial pool owner. If you own a pool, if you're listening, you own a pool, you're already thinking about this. You're thinking, how do I keep my kids safe?
Right.
Well, yeah. You don't want, or how
and
do
adults.
I keep all my swimmers?
Right,
how do
right,
I keep my
right.
adults? How do I keep my older swimmers?
Right.
Anyone learning to swim, how do I keep them safe? You got to do it for moral reasons. You got to do it for financial reasons
as well.
You
got to have safe, you know, sound mind too,
yeah.
right?
Absolutely. And then the other thing is you want people to come to your facility. Why would I go to your facility? I need to know that it's a safe facility. And so putting that out there in a really obvious
way. Like YMCAs or fitness centers and
exactly. Even
water parks.
Marriotts and hotels.
Sure, absolutely.
From there, we're getting validation from those markets. Those are our initial customers. But as we see the company growing, we see the backyard pool owner. You know, you got a pool, it's fun, but you worry, and you would love to have a system that can protect, your neighbor's kids or your neighbor who's 45 years old, but frankly is not that strong a swimmer.
Mm-hmm.
The elderly, aquatics is a fantastic way for people to do rehab, but at the same time, people who have rehab usually have a medical problem.
There's a reason they're having rehab.
Absolutely.
Right? Yeah.
And so you want to ensure that their fitness is not compromised with a safety issue.
You can't be too careful. I mean, it's almost to the point now, especially when you have technology like this, it's inexcusable for a tragedy like that to happen.
That's exactly
this
how I feel.
I mean, it's not like something that's not preventable.
My 8-year-old runs around with an iPhone, which has more technology than we landed on the moon with. And
so that's a good point.
And what I use to protect all my hopes and dreams is the same thing that we used in the 14th century. Someone sitting on a chair looking. And that's pretty good. But can't we do better?
Well, take out human error, right?
Absolutely.
Let's remove it. I mean, as a lifeguard, you can only look at so much. Parents, they'll go there to read a book. You know, and it's there's got to be something else. And this seems like it to me. I mean,
So where
cool.
are you with the product?
So we are in our final prototyping stages right now.
That's
we've
exciting.
Done we've done testing in the pool in 3 different environments. That's competitive swimming, diving, and free play. We're doing another iteration on the form factor to make it even slimmer. And then we'll be go to general availability at the end of the year.
Wow. So are you funded?
We are. We've raised a couple of $1 million.
That's cool.
Thank you. Mostly angel investors, as well as a prominent community development fund in Danville, Virginia, as well as angel funds right here in North Carolina.
Great. So you're building the product right here?
We are. We have a design and manufacturing facility in Mooresville, North Carolina.
Oh, excellent. That's very cool. And why is it you've decided to be here in North Carolina?
North Carolina is an amazing center of both aquatics and technology, which has worked out incredibly well for us. I don't really need to tell anyone here about the number of universities, engineers, tech startups that are in the area.
I'm from Atlanta. I'm learning about it. It's incredible. I mean, it's insane.
But not only that, the one of the leaders in the world for safety is a company called the Redwoods Group in North Carolina. Hmm. And what they do is they insure more than 50% of the YMCAs. They're a proactive company. They're a safety-first company. They get it. And they've actually been very helpful in collaborating
feedback
with us.
And that
saying,
kind of stuff, yeah.
Hey, this is what you need to do. This is not what you want to do. Last but not least, North Carolina has the first of its kind professional Olympic swim team starting up in Cary.
Wow.
And those athletes, in addition to being driven, heroically strong, have a great role in leadership and inspiring children to learn to swim and compete. We've partnered with them and are both promoting the Olympic mission and the athletics mission, as well as the learn to swim and safety mission.
So I live in Wilmington. Any chance that there's any hope to have something like this available for beaches?
For
beaches.
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 Wait a minute.
I'm this is my self-discipline. I'm not responding. Yeah, because that would be so funny. But yeah, anybody can get it. No. yes, absolutely. So the ocean environment is obviously key. I'm a big fan of anyone that is not an expert swimmer to be swimming with either a partner or within arm's lengths of arm lengths of rescue. That being said, the technology is sound. Yes, it can cover the distances required for normal ocean play and immediate notification.
Wow. So there could be systems installed such that even the lifeguards at the beach could be utilizing this.
Absolutely. What that would need to be integrated with is a technology that we have known as last known location, where if a child went down very quickly, you would get a marker on a continuously updated geo map on a waterproof wireless device that would direct you to the last location of the swimmer.
You have them as buoys, or they pick them up as they come by, or if someone's going that way. Is that kind of how it works?
No, it's more your guard has the has a wireless waterproof device which has a map and a compass where, I shouldn't really say compass, but an arrow where you're charging through the water and it's directing you left, right to the last location of the swimmer.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, that's very cool. So this is a complicated product, and Mike, now you know why I was so excited to have Dr. Snyder here.
Super cool.
Right? It is. It's very cool. There's something I haven't asked you, and I can't quite put my finger on it, but there's something going on with your company that we need to know about that I didn't ask you.
One of the key things that I try to emphasize again and again, obviously we have a commercial venture, we have a technology mission that we're trying to promote, but deep down at our core, what we want to make sure we do is execute the public health mission. That's by getting this on millions of children with the right message. And the message is, swimming is fun. Swimming is great for athletics and to make you strong. And the way you stay safe in swimming is early learn to swim programs, parental and lifeguard vigilance, a safe pool environment. And then to that, you add an added layer of defense, technology, to ensure that swimmers of all ages have a safe and fun, outstanding swimming experience.
I mean, I'm totally with it. I mean, this is incredible. If I had this at my pool, my job would have been easier. I would have been able to have maybe a little more peace of mind about things. I mean, this is just cool. Where can people go to learn more?
Go to our website at www.swimsealsafe.com.
And that's the Twitter handle too, swimsealsafe.
Correct.
Excellent. Hey, Graham, thanks so much for being on.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Okay, it's great. And we'll be back in about 5 minutes.